This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro zviita 1/2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichitaura zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Congress yeZANU PF yotanga mangwana mubato iri muchibvira moto wekusawirirana.
Nengwe MDCT vaJob Scala vanotaura nezvekutochwa kwavakaitwa nemapurisa mukupera kwesvondo.
Zimbabwe yobatana nepasi rose mukucherechedza zuva reWorld AIDS Day.
Indiye mimwe emisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuna kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Congress yeZANU PF iri kutanga mangwana mubato iri muine kunetsana kunotyisa pakati pevanhu vanonzi vari kutsigira mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru nevanonzi vari kutsigirawo gurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Nhasi vanonzi vari kutsigira vaMnangagwa vaswera vachiita misangano munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika vachikurudzira vanhu kuti varambe kutambira amai Mujuru paCongress. Vamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko nevechidiki vasina kuda kudomwa nemazita muZANU PF vanoti vari kuda kuratidzira zvakasimba kuti amai Mujuru vasatsike kuCongress yebato iri. Vechikwata chaamai Mujuru vanoti vari kutya kuita misangano nekuti vari kuteerwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori. VaMnangagwa naamai Mujuru vanosimboti havo havana zvikwata zvavanotungamira. Bato reZANU PF riri kuita musangano wePolitbureau mangwana rozoita musangano weCentral Committee nemusi wechitatu. Studio 7 yatadza kubata mutauriri webato uye varisa chigaro vaSimon Kaya Moyo kuti tinzwe nezveurongwa hwavo. Asi vamwe vanotsigira vaMnangagwa vaJustice Mayor Wadya Jena vanomirira Goke Numbidziya vanoti ichokwadi kuti vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasatambire amai Mujuru. Tabatawo gurukota rinoona nezvedunhu remasvingo vakuda kwashebhasikiti avo vari kunzi ngavaburitswe muPolitbureau nekuti vanonzi vanotsigira amai Mujuru, tikavabvunza nezvekuda kubviswa kwavo pachigaro.
Vanoziva vabhasikiti vakati ndiye mutungamiriri wedu unoenda kuCentral Committee. Ndakatoiswa panhamba 1, venhamba 2 ne3 vari shure kwangu. Saka hakuchina umwezve. Dare repolitbureau rikavudziwa kuti basikiti ndiye vakahwina, zvikatambirwa kunzi haiwa vakahwina ndo vakatohwina ivava ndo varipo vatazoiswa mazita kucentral committee. Saka vanochema sure vamwe ndevekutsvaka zvigaro kuti basikiti zvino zvaakazohwina kuda uchandiita ovhashadhu apo. Zvino hozva vana mai mahofa vekwagutu na mangwana vekwachiri vachitaura zvabhasikiti, hakuna unoteerera. Dzinongovavo shungu dzavo dzekuti dai anga akaruza. Zvino Mwari haana kuita seizvozvo uye vanhu vekumwenedza havana kutenda izvozvo.
Ko vamwe kava vari kuti aiwa vabhasikiti vakanzi nemukuru vari mubhasikiti risiririro, nekudaro havafaniri kunge vachitora chigaro ichocho vachinzi pada vari kutsigira mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru.
Vanhu havazivi kuti vamugabe pavaitaura neni vachifeka neni tichifara zvedu. Ini kandini ndinomirira vamugabe kumasvingo. Patinosangana vanokwanisa kujoka neni tichitaura zvavo majokes nedi avanoda. Vamugabe havasi munhu unokurudzira mafaction. Vanokurudzira nekuziva kuti vanhu vavo vanofanira kugara vakabatana. Ndo zvandakamira, ndo zvataitaurirana tichitaura kuti aiwa chevhini rinongova mubhasiketi renyu, ravamugabe ndo bhasiketi rangu. Patinotaura nyangwe ivo vanoziva kuti bhasikiti wakandimirira, hakuna chavanombovhunduka. nyango kumwenezi hakuna zvifaction ndo saka ndakahwina vamwe masoja vaitoti mukavhotera basikiti tokuurayai but vakati beta muuraye nekuti basikiti ndo wedu nyaya ndeyekuti basikiti wakasarudzwa nevanhu and hakuna unokwanisa kumubvisa vanhu vekumwenezi kana vakapuwa mumwe mukana wekuzondovhota mu2018 ndinoziva kuti vanongodzosera futi basikiti ravo nekuti vanorida
avo vanga vari gurukota rinoona nezvedunhu remasvingo vakuda kwashe basikiti vari parunare kumasvingo
Nengwe MDCT va Job Scala avanoti vakatochwa zvakaipisisa varumaoko ematikitiva nemusi wemugovera vanoti mangwana ivo nemagweta avo vari kukwirira matikitiva aya dare nevose vane chekuita nekushungurudzwa kwavo. Vascala avakambosungwa zvakare nemusi wechina vanoti vakashungurudzwa paHarare Central Police Station nemugovera mushure mekunge vazvipereka voga maoko ematikitiva eLaw and Order mangwana nemusi uyu. Vascala vanoti havana mhosva yavati vapomerwa kunze kwekungotochwa chete vachinzi vabvume kuti vakasangana nechimwe chizvarwa chekugermany muswaziland vachida kuti vapiwe zvombo zvekushandisa kubvisa mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe pachigaro. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kumapurisa panyaya iyi. Tabata Vascala kuti tinzwe zvakatora nzvimbo.
Pari zvino ndakunzwa nani ndakakwanisa kutorwa ndikaendeswa kuchipatara cheAvenues Clinic ndikandorapwa ukoko ndikakwanisa kupiwa mishonga yokuti ndive ndinondonwa ndakawana panzvimbo yakazorora nokuti chokutanga vakatanga kurapa injuries andakaita ipapo zvekare hypertension yangu yanga yakakwira zvakanyanya. I think nofunga nenyaya yekushungurudzwa iyoyi dai ndanga ndisina kukwanisa kukurumidzwa kumhanya kuenda kuchipatara ndaigona kuita heart attack ndikafa. Saka pari zvino ndiri nani chaizvo ndiri kwandakazorora kumatsawira nehama dzedu.
Vanhu vangada kuziva kuti chii chakatora nzvimbo kusvika muzoshungurudzwa.
Chakaitika ndechokuti ndakashevedzwa nachief superintendent officer commanding Law and Order nomusi wechishanu kuma3 o'clock zamanheru vakati Vascala tinokumbirawo kuti musvike kuno kuLaw and Order pane zvinhu zvimwe zvatoda kunzi tikuvhunzurudzei. Ndikati iko zvino ndiri kumusha kwagutu handisi kukwanisa kuti ndiuye ikoko. Saka chati akutoita ndechokutoti ndakutodzoka sezvo manifomu yakuti mundi ndakutodzoka kuHarare ikoko asi na9 o'clock ndofunga kuti ndinenge ndasvika ipapo. Ndo patakazotaura namagweta angu vana vamuchadhama vanga vatumwa neZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights kuti vandimirire panyaya iyi kuti ndo zvaitika nobva vati hasa ngatisonganei na9 o'clock kuLaw and Order kwacho ukoko nomusi womugovera. Saka takasongana negweta rangu nevamwe vandanga ndinawo vomusangano vatatu namagweta maviri akanga auya vamuchadhama navachimimba kuti vanditore ndiende navo ukoko. Saka tapinda mukati vamwe vatanga tainda navo vakanzi budai muno dzokerai kunze kwebuilding ino imi ndokukapa kwamasiya mota yanyu. Vamuchadhama vakati no inini hazvingagoni kuti client yangu miinde nayo ndisipo vakaibva naro zvikuru. Saka vakanditora nokubva vandidzisa maofisi ari pasi mune rima paunderground bhanga yepaHarare Central Police Station.
Mungava neruzivo here kuti ndeve divi ripi vakanga vakukurovai uye maikwanisa here kunge muchiona kana zviso zvavo?
Ndakavaona vese kane vakandirova nezarawo zvese takatoriwana nezvese. Saka nyaya yeti ichaonekwa zvayo kumadare dzimhosva nokuti ndiri kuitora kuendesa kumadare dzimhosva mangwana.
Vanga vari nhengo yeMDCT vaJob Scala vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro imwe nhengo yeMDCT uye vari munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Monzora vakasungwawo mukupera kwesvondo vachipomerwa mhosva yeukoronyera. VaMonzora vanonzi vakashandisa mari inoita zviuru 10 zvemadhora yaifanirwa kunge iri mumaoko avo kuti vaichengetedze segweta. VaMonzora vakabhadhariswa mari yechibatiso inoita $500 uye vakanzi vape dare gwaro ravo rekufambisa.
The Voice of America, VOA.
vakabviswa zvisina tarukano semutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko vajabulanis banda avo vakasungwa nemusi wechishanu vachipomerwa mhosva yekuzvidza mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe vanonzi vamiswa pamberi pedare ramajor street muharare nhasi mutongi wedare iri anonzi ati vasibanda varamba vari muusungwa kusvika pavachadzokera zvakare kudare nemusi wechitatu Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kubata gweta ravasibanda vasobuza gulandebele vasibanda vakabviswa pautungamiri hwesangano revaimbova varwiri vehondo resununguko munguva yehondo vachinzi havana kunotsigira misangano yaiitwa nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe vamwe mubato iri vanoti vasibanda vakabviswa pachigaro sezvo vaionekwa sevamwe vanotsigira chikwata chinonzi chiri kutungamirwa naamai Joyce Mujuru
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu ye Studio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padande mutande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Musa kangana kuti munokwanisa kubata Studio 7 pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombo tarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Chikwata cheIslamic State chauraya vachengetedzi vemuganhu wenyika muIraq vanosvika 16 nhasi munguva dzemashambanzou. Izvi zvaitika panzvimbo iri pamuganhu neSyria. Vamwe vachengetedzi vemuganhu vana vakuvarawo muchiitiko ichi. Kurwiswa uku kwaitika pamuzinda wemauto weAl-Walid kumavirira kwedunhu reAnbar. Harisi kuzivikanwa kuti pafowo varwisi vangani vechikwata cheIslamic State.
Vanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzechikwata cheBoko Haram varwisa maguta maviri ematunhu maviri ari kumaodzanyemba kweNigeria. Nzvimbo dzarwiswa ndedze pamusika panoshanda veruzhinji uye muzinda wemapurisa. Vaona zvichitika muguta reMaidiguru mudunhu reBono vanoti pane mabhambo maviri aputika nhasi vanhu vakakuvara vamwe vakadimburwa makumbo. Vanhu gumi vanonzi vafa muchiitiko ichi. Ukuwo mukutanga kwezuva vagari vemuguta reDamaturu mudunhu reYobe vanoti vanofungidzirwa kuti ndevechikwata cheBoko Haram varwisawo muzinda wemapurisa.
Dare repamusoro-soro muAmerica riri kunzwa nyaya yekutaura munhu akasununguka kana kuti free speech rights zvikuru kuvanhu vanoshandisa mashoko anotyisidzira vamwe padande mutande reFacebook. Dare iri riri kunzwa nhasi nyaya yemumwe murume akatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore anoda kusvika mana zvichitevera kuwanikwa aine mhosva yekuisa mashoko echimbo paFacebook anenge achituka nekuuraya mudzimai wake kupfuura vana vechikoro pamwe nekurwisa mupurisa webazi reFederal Bureau of Investigation.
Ino iStudio 7 tirikutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Zimbabwe nhasi yabatana nepasi rose mukurangarira zuva reInternational AIDS Day pamabiko aitwa kuVictoria Falls. Chirongwa ichi changa ichitsigirwa nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dzichitungamirwa neAfrican Union. Sangano reNational AIDS Council rinoti mabiko anhasi afamba zvakanaka uye vanyarikane vanga vari pamabiko aya vanosanganisira gurukota rezveutano Dr. David Parerenyatwa nenhumwa dzedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica. Dingindirara nhasi ranga riri rekuti getting to zero in Africa, Africa's responsibility, everyone's responsibility. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reNational AIDS Council, amai Tadiwa Pfupa, vaudza Studio 7 kuti dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dzafadzwa nezvirongwa zviri kuitwa nenyika mukurwisa utachiona weHIV AIDS. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ngati chirongwa chafamba zvakanaka zvikuru. Vanhu vauya neuwandu hwatanga tisingatombofungidziri. Asi tanga takagadzirira zvekudi kuti kunyangouya vanhu vakawanda kudaro. Uyezve vekune dzimwe nyika vanga vakavimbisa kuuya vauyawo. Vanhu vanga varipo vawana dzidziso vachinzwa kubva kune vamwe vari kurarama neutachiona kuti vakanga vasvika panguva yekuti vaifunga kuti havachazoraramizve. Asi pari zvino vaakurarama upenyu hwakangofanana nevevamwe vanhu vose vasina utachiona kana kuti vasati vaziva kuti vane utachiona hweHIV. Mutungamiriri weMinistry of Health, Minister David Kabenyatwa, vanga varipo vakataura. Vamiririri vemaboka akasiyana siyana anoita zveHIV and AIDS vanga varipo vakapawo mashoko avo ekurudziro. Panga paine entertainment kubva kuvaimbi vakasiyana siyana nana Nyanduri vemunyika inoyi vakaita sana Albert Nyati, iya Fangolwane Sound, Mukumba. Ndaona sekuti vanhu vafara zvikuru vakadzidza zvakawanda kubva pachiitiko ichochi.
Pane zvanga zvichizeyewa nhasi, pane nyunyuto here yabva kune avo vari kurarama neutachiona hweHIV AIDS wavanga vachida kuti dzimwe nyikawo dzemuAfrica dzichisanganisira Zimbabwe dziwanikwe dzichitarisa kana kuti dzichizeya?
Handingati pane vazviunza senyunyuto, aiwa vanga vachingopa chikumbiro chekuti zvakataurwa kuAbuja paAbuja Declaration maringe nekubatwa kungaite vanhu vane utachiona uye kubatsirwa kwavangaita zvingaitwa sei.
Tombodzokera zvedu pane zvataurwa negurukota rezveutano vaDavid Parenyatwa. Pane zvavataura here zvingabatsire remangwana reavo vari kurarama neutachiona hweHIV AIDS?
Vaparenyatwa vanga vachikurudzira nyika dzese kuti dzikwanise idzo kuti dzibatsire vamwe vari munyika yadzo vari kurarama neutachiona HIV uye vachidada nenyika ino yeZimbabwe kuti nepatasvika kunyange zvazvo tichiri nezvakawanda zvatinofanira kuita, asi vataridza kuti vari kufara nepatasvika pari zvino.
Pane zvamakaita here kurangarira vamwewo vakatisiya?
Hongu, takaita Candlelight Memorial kurangarira wakafa nechirwere cheAIDS. Takaitira kuChinotimba Community Hall. Vanhu vakawanda vari kurarama neutachiona vakabva kumuno muMatabeleland North vakauya pachiitiko ichochi. Vekune dzimwe nyika vakashanya kune ino nyika vanga varipo pachiitiko ichochi. Pakaita nguva iyi kuti vanhu vanyore masei hama dzavo dzavari kurangarira. Yaiva nguva inodzora ndangariro zvakanyanyisa, asi vanhu vaitenda zvekare nekuuya kwemapirizi nerubatsiro rwavari kuwana kumapirizi.
Vanga vari vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reNational AIDS Council amai Tadiwa Pfupa vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari parunare muVictoria Falls.
Zvichakadaro, sangano reAfrican Union iro range rakabatana nenyika pamabiko anhasi rinoti riri kufadzwa nemafambiro aita zvino. Program Advocacy and Networking Expert musangano reAfrican Union vaTawanda Chisango vanoti dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dziri kuda kudzidza zvirongwa zviri kufamba zvakanaka sechenational AIDS levy nechekudzivirirwa kutapurirwa kweutachiwana kubva kuna mai kuenda kuvana pakuzvarwa zvinova zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye navaChisango.
Isu seAfrican Union takaona zvakakosha kuti unze hurumende dzakasiyana-siyana kubva kumativ eAfrica akasiyana-siyana, nekuti Zimbabwe ine chirongwa chayakatanga muna 1999. Chirongwa ichi chakanangana nekutsvaga mari yekuti hurumende pachezvadzo nevanhu vadzo zvikwanise kuona kuti dambudziko reHIV ragadziriswa sei. Saka zvakadaro tinoona kuti paitwa maparlamentarians emuZimbabwe vakaenda kuparliament vakatisaida kuti ngatiestablishe an AIDS levy. And that AIDS levy tikatata between 2009 and 2014 tinoona kuti yakaraisa about 150 million. Tatakaona kuti i example yakanaka chaizvo kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzemuAfrica dziri kuzama zvikuru kuti dziwane mari yekutarisana nedambudziko reutachiona hweHIV.
Makatarisa zvirongwa zvamaona zvichiitwa neZimbabwe, mungazoona zvichiitwa here kune dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica?
Zvirongwa zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe tinozviona zvikwanisa kuitwa munyika dzakasiyana siyana dzemuAfrica. Ndingatokupai mufananidzo wekuti tine hurumende dzakaita seTanzania, seKenya. Hurumende idzi dziri kutotarisa kuti dzingaitewo sechirongwa chakaita seNational AIDS Trust Fund yeZimbabwe. Tiri kutoshanda pamwe chete neGlobal Fund to Fight AIDS, TB and Malaria kuti vape maexperiences emZimbabwe and kuti vanokwanisa sei kuestablisha their own funding mechanism mumacountries avo. Uyezve ndinokwanisa kukurangaridza kuti muna November takanga tiri ku New York, president wekuKenya Uhuru Kenyatta vakanga vachiunganidza vamwe vachungamiri venyika nemamwe maminista of health and economic planning vachitaura nenyaya dzakanangana nezvedomestic finance for health. Mushure mezvo takazoita zve rimwe gungano pamusangano unonzi African Development wakaitika kuMarrakesh kuMorocco, uko kwataitaura nemakurukota efinance neeconomic development uyezve nemabankers nevanhu vese vari muprivate sector. So ndinoona zvikuru kuti nyika dziri muAfrica dzinokwanisa kubatana dzodzidza pane zviri kuitwa nevamwe kuti vakwanise kuwana mari yekubatsira pakurwisana neAIDS.
Tinoona kuti nyika dziri kuti idzo dziri kuda kuona chirwere ichochi cheAIDS uye utachiwana weHIV wadzikira mugore ra2030. Munoona izvi zvichizoitika here takanyanyotarisa nyika yeAfrica?
Kana tichitaura kuti tinoda kupedza dambudziko reAIDS by 2030, we are saying ending AIDS by 2030, nekuti hatikwanisi kueliminata HIV. Asi tinokwanisa kuona kuti vanhu vese vanoda treatment vaiswa patreatment, and in that way tinobva tamake sure kuti HIV will not develop into AIDS. So we can indeed end AIDS by 2030. And then chirongwa chemukatasa munyika dzakawanda especially dzavanoti ma22 high priority countries emuAfrica, munoona kuti chirongwa chePMTCT, elimination of further child transmission, chirongwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka kwazvo, kuti tinotarisira kuti at this stage nescience yatinayo nemaresources ari kumobilizwa muAfrica and internationally, hapana reason yekuti vana vaoneke vachizvarwa vaine utachiwana. So imwe nzira yatinoona tichikwanisa kupedza chirwere by 2030.
Avo vanga vari Program Advocacy and Networking Expert musangano reAfrican Union vatawanda chisango vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari parunare kuVictoria Falls.
Era ku Studio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel zim muchishandisa decoder re Wisdom kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wisdom tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, moskana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CHZim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zuva reInternational AIDS Day racherechedzwa kuVictoria Falls nasi.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigo kufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, Zimbabwe iri kupembera mushure mekubudirira kuenda kumakundano emitambo yeragby e2015 Hong Kong Sevens. Ukuo chikwata chenhabvu cheDynamos chiri mumufaro mukuru zvichitevera kutora kwachakaita mukombe weGushungo Cup. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Zvinotevera kupedza kwakaita chikwata chemachita chiri pachinhano chechitatu makwikwi eConfederation of African Rugby Sevens ayo aive nezvikwata gumi nezviviri paPrince Edward School muHarare. Kunyange hazvo mukombe wakatorwa neSouth Africa mushure mekutambura Kenya 38-5, zvikwata zviviri izvi zvaive zvisingarwire rwendo rwekuenda kuHong Kong Sevens. sezvo zvichitamba makundano ari pamusoro-soro. Izvi zvakabva zvasiya Tunisia neZimbabwe zvichirwira rwendo urwu. Zimbabwe ndokubudirira mushure mekurova kwayakaita Tunisia 41-15. Makundano eHong Kong 7 anoshandiswa kutsvaga zvikwata zvinonotamba muHSBC World Series, umo munotatsurana zvikwata zvinorura pasi rose, izvo zvinosanganisirawo South Africa neKenya. Zimbabwe yakwanisa zvekare kubudirira kusvika kumakundano ekugumisira munzira yekuenda kuma-2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games, ayo achaona rugby chitambwa kekutanga kubvira maOlympic Games atanga kuitwa muParis, France mugore ra-1896. Mune imwewo nyaya, Dynamos neZuro yakakunda Highlanders 3-2 nemapenareti mushure mekunge Highlanders yambotungamira 2-0. Asi Dynamos ikazonwisa mikana mitatu yose, Highlanders itadza ndokutora mukombe weGushungo Victory Cup. Zvikwata zviviri izvi zvakapedza zviri mangange 0-0 pakapera mutambo. Muridzi wepembe akabva ati zvikwata izvi zviende kumapenareti sezvinodiwa nemitemo emukombe uyu. Zvinhu zvairatidza kufamba zvakanaka kudivi reHighlanders apo Charles Banda naInnocent Mapuranga vakarova mambure kaviri veDynamos akasimbara naFabrice Mimba vachitadza mikana yavo. Asi zvete zvakazowira pasi apo Highlanders yakatadza kunwisa bhora kana rimwe chete pamikana mitatu yaive yasara, Dynamos ichinwisa mabhora ayo, izvo zvakaita kuti Dynamos ikunde 3-2. Asi kunyange yakakundwa, murairidzi waHighlanders Mati Mate anochikwata chake chakatamba zvakanaka munguva yemaminetsi makumi mapfumbamwe. Dynamos yakawana mari inoita iyo zviuru makumi mana nezvishanu zvemadhora, Highlanders ichiwanawo zviuru makumi matatu nezvishanu zvemadhora. Uyu wave mukombe wechipiri Dynamos itora mushure mekutora mukombe weCastle Lager Premier Soccer League mazuva mashoma-shoma achangodarika. Vatsigiri vavo vari kupemberera zvikuru sezviri kuita vaEdison Mangwende, avo vanoti dai zvaramba zvakadaro.
Ndiri kufara kuti timu iri kuramba ichitamba bhora, ndiringotenda kudai zvaramba zvakadaro.
Mumwe mutsigiri wechikwata ichi vaSpencer Madyangove vanoti vanga vave kutya apo Highlanders yaive yatungamira 2-0.
Ngofara at last minute Dimbare yatora.
Zvakamira zvakadai, mutambi wechikwata chemushowani Stars Zivanai Mhanda, uyo akatarudzwa kuve ndiyesoka star of the year wenhabvu yepasi pasi yeNorthern Region Division 1, apiwa mukana wekuenda kuJapani kunoonekwa kuti anokwanisa here kutamba nhabvu yepamusoro-soro munyika iyoyi. Mhanda, uyo akapiwa motokari yerudzi rweToyota Corolla itsva mukutarudzwa uku, anotari kutarisira kuve mutambi wokutanga muZimbabwe kukwanisa kubudirira kunotamba nhabvu munyika iyi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Kongresi yebato reZANU-PF yotanga mangwana mubato iri muchibvira moto wekusawirirana.
Nengo yeMDCT vaJob Scala vanotaura nezvekutochwa kwavakaitwa nemapurisa mukupera kwesvondo.
Zimbabwe yabatana nepasi rose mukucherechedza zuva reWorld AIDS Day. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichimurara zvakanaka vateereri.
Kana muchida kuti tumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio 7 at voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa Studio 7 pachannel Z muchishandisa decoder reWiztek kubva na7pm kusvika na9pm. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiya mina Sandra Nyaira naChris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 1st, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
the tensions are rising in ZANU-PF ahead of the party's Congress, which begins in Harare tomorrow, with party members said to be backing Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa campaigning for the ouster of Vice President Joyce Mujuru from the ruling party.
Let the president appoint the vice president and chairman so that there will be no jostling and people aligning themselves behind a leader who is appointed by the president. There is one authority in the country and one king, who is the president.
Zimbabwe and the African Union host the World AIDS Day commemorations in Victoria Falls, with calls for nations to source more funds to tackle the HIV/AIDS epidemic, which is currently afflicting over 35 million people the world over.
We've had this kind of thing done in Rwanda, and last year it was in South Sudan, and this is the third time we're doing it outside the AU Commission, and we are doing it here at Victoria Falls.
And MDC team member Job Sikala says tomorrow he will take the police to court for allegedly torturing him at the weekend over an alleged plot to topple the government.
Tensions are rising in the ruling ZANU-PF party ahead of its crucial Congress, which begins in Harare tomorrow. Party members said to be backing a faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa were on the campaign trail today, urging party supporters to vote out Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Party insiders say war veterans and youths opposing Mrs. Mujuru are also planning massive protests to bar her and her backers from attending the Congress. Interviews with a number of key figures in the Mujuru camp reveal that all is not well in their team, with some claiming that they are being trailed by the Central Intelligence Organization, making it difficult for them to meet and strategize. The Mujuru camp's fate will likely be sealed Wednesday at a Central Committee meeting that will see the party's constitution being amended to give the president powers to appoint his deputies and the party's chairman.
Mrs. Mujuru and Mnangagwa have consistently denied allegations that they are fronting factions in the party. Alleged Mnangagwa backer Justice Mayor Wajajena, MP for Gokwe Nembudzia, told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that he was meeting his constituency to urge it to reject Mrs. Mujuru at the Congress. Blessing also reached Maswingo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basigiti, who has been under fire for allegedly supporting Mrs. Mujuru and is subject to calls for a recall from the Central Committee.
No, that is their wishful thinking. In the first place, they thought Basigiti was going to lose an election. And then Basigiti won the election in Mwenezi against all odds, against intimidation of his electorate, but the electorate defied all intimidation and said, we know Basigiti, we have been with him in the liberation struggle as leader of our collaborator, and we continue to vote him. He's a straightforward person, he's not corrupt, and he lifted the lives of people from Tokwe Mkosi dying, and we know he's a hardworking man, and we vote for him.
Your critics are saying President Robert Mugabe said you are in the wrong basket, meaning that you are allegedly in a faction led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Is this true?
In fact, on the issue of factions, we stated that in the Politburo. I am the one who even said it, that every Central Committee and the Politburo member is guilty of belonging in one faction or the other. In fact, that's why all of us had gone wrong, because people had been aligning themselves along either Mnangagwa or Mujuru as factions. That had been taken as the norm in our political operations in Zimbabwe. But we said everyone should get out of those factions and position and be under one leader, the President Mugabe. That's why I even proposed and supported the fact that let the president appoint the vice president and chairman so that there will be no jostling and people aligning themselves behind a leader who is appointed by the president. There is one authority in the country and one king, who is the president.
That was Masvingo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basikiti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Masvingo.
Meanwhile, ousted war veterans leader Jabulani Sibanda appeared in court in Harare today, charged with undermining the authority of the president. Sibanda was arrested Friday afternoon by detectives from Harare who picked him up from his Nyamandlovu farm. Studio 7 failed to reach his lawyer, Sobusa Gulandebele, who's also the country's former attorney general. Meanwhile, MDCT member Job Sikala, who alleges he was tortured by detectives on Saturday, says he's taking the police to court tomorrow. Sikala handed himself over to the law and order section of the police in Harare on Saturday. He had been accompanied to Harare Central Police by his lawyer, but says he was tortured as the police tried to force him to confess to plotting to topple the government with the assistance of a German national he allegedly met in Swaziland. Sikala tells the reporter Jongaka Nemiri that no charges have been preferred against him yet.
They invited me to report the law and order. I received a telephone call on Friday before Saturday from the officer commanding law and order, chief superintendent, something, I'm now forgetting his name, for me to report to the law and order. Unfortunately, I was not in Harare. I was in my rural village. I then reported to the law and order on Saturday after I have agreed with my lawyers that we can only go there on the Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. The letter took me to an underground office in the underground banga at the Harare Central Police Station, which banga is used for torture purposes for many, many, many years, even during the period of Ian Douglas Smith's regime. So that's where they took me. They asked the police officers to search me, everything from my pockets. They then asked me to remove my shoes because they were saying that I am dangerous and I might be having bombs in my body, and also that I might be having some recorders in my pockets and also in my shoes. So after that, without asking anything, they simply just started assaulting me, saying that they have got all the information that I met some German citizen in Swaziland who wanted to give me arms of war to come and wage against the government, so that they are aware that I met some German white fellow in Swaziland for the purpose of receiving military arsenal to fight a military war against this government. They were also beating me, telling me, why did you leave them just like that to rejoin Morgan Tsvangirai? Why did you come together with Tsvangirai? Why did you do that? And so basically these are the two reasons. When they were beating me, they were just shouting that I met a German citizen and also why I rejoined President Morgan Tsvangirai.
That was MDCT member Job Sikala on the line from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Meanwhile, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora was also arrested Saturday on allegations of misappropriating trust funds. Monzora, who is on a $500 bail, is accused of abusing $15,000 in trust funds. We also reached ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma and asked him if the current spate of arrests show a party in panic mode.
There's nothing wrong with our party, and I'm sure there's also nothing wrong with anybody who has got an allegation that is on their head facing, I mean, the law. It shows how democratic and how law-abiding we are. If he is going to be proven innocent, he shall be innocent. If he's guilty, every man faces their own music at the end of the day. So it has nothing to do with the strength of the party and the direction of the party. It's an individual who's facing the law in his own capacity as an individual person, not as a party. So it is nothing whatsoever that can show the bearing of the party by this event.
What do you make of the party after the Congress? Do you think it's going to come out stronger?
Oh, yes. Like I said earlier on, when I once chatted with you, our party is experiencing a serious stomach ache. And like I also said, when one is experiencing a stomach ache, it is very usual to then excrete whatever is upsetting the stomach. And after you've done so, normally you emerge stronger and better after that.
Joseph Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up,
the African Union leads Africa Day commemorations in Zimbabwe.
But first we look at regional and international news.
Suspected Islamic extremists attacked the two northeastern Nigerian state capitals today, targeting a crowded market and police facility. Witnesses in Maiduguri in Borno State say two explosions ripped through a crowded market where two female suicide bombers killed dozens a week ago. It was not immediately clear how many people were killed or wounded in Monday's blasts. Witnesses say they saw people dripping with blood and missing limbs. According to a report by French news agency AFP, at least 10 people were killed in today's explosions. The suicide bombers were said to be two women.
U.S. President Barack Obama is to discuss the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, with his cabinet, civil rights leaders, law enforcement officials, and others at the White House. Today's meeting will focus on a review of federal programs that provide military-style equipment to law enforcement agencies. Later, Mr. Obama meets young civil rights leaders to discuss the challenges posed by, quote, mistrust between law enforcement and communities of color. He is also to meet government and law enforcement officials and community leaders to discuss how to strengthen neighborhoods. Protests have continued in Ferguson since a grand jury's decision last week not to indict a white police officer in the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was black.
And a group of 30 armed men has ransacked the second largest airport in Papua New Guinea. Australian officials say the men armed with pistols, rifles, homemade guns and machetes descended on Nadzab Airport, about 40 kilometers from the port town of Lae. Australia's foreign ministry says about 30 people who were at the airport for an early morning flight and 9 airport security guards were held hostage today while the attackers looted food and office equipment. A police spokesman said the security guards were outnumbered and were ordered at gunpoint to huddle with the passengers in the terminal. Officials say one passenger was beaten with a rifle butt. Police say the attackers tried but failed to break into the safe of National Carrier Air New Guinea. Officials say the siege lasted 2 hours before the men escaped by running across the runway.
Zimbabwe, in conjunction with the African Union, today hosted the World AIDS Day commemorations in the country's resort town of Victoria Falls, with calls for nations to source more funds for tackling the HIV/AIDS epidemic currently afflicting over 35 million people worldwide. Various African countries, including Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, and several others, were represented by high-powered delegations at the event, which ran under the theme Getting to Zero in Africa, Africa's Responsibility, Everyone's Responsibility. Dr. Mustafa Siddiqui Kaloko, Commissioner for Social Affairs at the African Union Commission, said delegates highlighted the importance of domestic HIV/AIDS funding, saying Zimbabwe's well-crafted HIV levy is playing a pivotal role in the fight against the virus. Dr. Kaloko said the country, which generated over $150 million through this national National Fund in the last 7 years is using the bulk of the money in preventing the spread of HIV. He speaks with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye about the event and efforts to tackle HIV/AIDS in Africa.
What we are doing now actually is more like a continental World AIDS Day commemoration rather than just a national. You know, we've had this kind of thing done in Rwanda, and last year it was in South Sudan, and this is the third time we're doing it outside the AU Commission, and we are doing it here at Victoria Falls.
So from what you saw happening today, would you say that Zimbabwe has made any strides in the fight against HIV/AIDS?
Oh, yes, they did. You will recall that Zimbabwe was one of the first, I think in 1999, to establish a national trust fund, you know, for HIV/AIDS. And I understand, you know, between, say, the last 7 years or so, they have collected more than $150 million out of that fund. Half of the money they use for antiretroviral therapy, you know, for the Zimbabwean nationals that are living with HIV. And in fact, I should say they're actually doing very well. You know, we're surprised today by a lot of activities, different activities, you know, towards the HIV/AIDS in terms of prevention. They're doing a lot of emphasis on prevention, of which half the amount I just told you is being spent on.
Speaking about the Abuja Declaration, would you say most of the countries or some of the countries on the African continent are adhering to that Abuja Declaration?
Well, everybody talks about the 15%, you know, of national expenditure going on health services that we are supposed to attain, which was originally what the Abuja Declaration was all about. Now, quite a number of African countries have either achieved that or doing very well for coming to that level. But what that 15% figure has done is that it has actually improved, you know, the funding on AIDS in most of these countries.
That was Dr. Mustafa Siddiqui Kalolo, Commissioner for Social Affairs at the African Union Commission, speaking with Studio 7 from Victoria Falls.
National AIDS Council spokesperson Tadiwa Pfupa says many African countries have shown an interest in the country's successful National AIDS Levy program, which they would like to replicate.
Our successes in Zimbabwe in terms of managing the HIV and AIDS pandemic, even particularly in terms of the National AIDS Trust Fund, which has been widely documented and acclaimed as a best practice across Africa and the world. So far in Africa, Zimbabwe is the only country that has managed to implement the National AIDS Trust Fund by collecting a 3% tax from every individual who is working in the country. So far, a lot of countries have visited Zimbabwe to try and pluck a leaf from this practice of AIDS levy. And of all those that have visited the country to learn something, none of them has been able to effect it as yet. So it's one thing that we proudly boast about, and the AIDS levy has helped us access funds from other countries like the Global Fund that has put people based on what or how much they have in terms of funding in order to manage HIV and AIDS.
You had some prior events that you held prior to this commemoration ceremony there in Victoria Falls. Tell us a little bit about those.
The Candlelight Memorial was a tremendous success, highly attended by people living with HIV and those that are not living with HIV, but we had come in solidarity and to remember their loved ones who have passed on due to AIDS.
That was National AIDS Council spokesperson Tadiwa Pfupa speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye.
HIV/AIDS activist Sipho Mahlangu tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that he's happy that people living with HIV/AIDS were given a chance to express their views during the meeting.
Among the speakers, there was also a speaker representing people living with HIV and AIDS who alluded to the issue of the Abuja Declaration, where African leaders set and agreed to raise budgets of each nation to a minimum of 15% on the fiscals of each country.
Mr. Mahlangu, do people actually benefit from such workshops?
Sometimes it's like a nice to know what really is existing on the ground in terms of the primary health care systems, that can be utilized. It's also nice to know in terms of figures, talking about statistics in HIV in disaggregated forms, in ages, sex, and so forth. And it's also nice to know if there are any new interventions. But what we are interested in is really to hear what Zimbabwe as a country is focusing on, particularly looking at that the MDGs have come to an end and we haven't achieved much as was projected. And we are now looking beyond 2015. The other issue is that people living with HIV and AIDS, their day actually is a day before World AIDS Day where they are able to do their own events.
That was HIV AIDS activist Sipho Mahlangu speaking with Studio 7 from Victoria Falls. Meanwhile, mayors from around the world met today in Paris, France, to sign a declaration to end the AIDS epidemic in their cities. In signing the 2014 Paris Declaration, the mayors committed to putting cities on the fast track to ending the AIDS epidemic through a set of commitments. Those commitments include achieving the United Nations AIDS targets, which will result in 90% of people living with HIV knowing their status, 90% of people who know their status on being put on antiretroviral treatment, and 90% of people on treatment with suppressed viral loads, keeping them healthy and reducing the risk of HIV transmission by the year 2030.
Coming up next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The P5+1 countries, the European Union, and Iran have agreed to continue diplomatic efforts to reach a comprehensive deal and have extended the measures of the Joint Plan of Action for an additional 7 months to allow for further negotiations, with the very specific goal of finishing the political agreement within 4 months. Talks will resume as early as December. The Joint Plan of Action, known as the JPOA, the first step accord agreed to by the parties in November 2013, will remain in effect during the duration of the negotiations. At a press briefing in Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry noted that Iran has lived up to its commitments under the JPOA. "This takes time. The stakes are high and the issues are complicated and technical," Mr. Kerry said. "It also takes time because we don't want just any agreement. We want the right agreement."
First and foremost, a viable agreement would have to close off all of the pathways for Iran to get fissile material for a nuclear weapon. A viable agreement would have to include a new level of transparency and verification beyond the expanded access that we've had under the JPOA. And as these conditions are met, a viable agreement would also include for Iran relief from the international nuclear-related sanctions that helped to bring them to the table to negotiate in the first place.
Secretary of State Kerry said, "We want the people of Iran to get the economic relief that they seek and be able to rejoin the international community." However, he noted, the world still has serious questions about Iran's nuclear program. And for the sanctions to be terminated, we need Iran to take concrete, verifiable steps to answer those questions. That's the bottom line. Secretary of State Kerry said, "We have the time in the next weeks and months to try and get this right. We should continue to exercise the judgment and the patience to defend our interests, uphold our core principles, maintain our sense of urgency that this issue deserves, and keep open the road to a peaceful resolution."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And in sports news, Zimbabwe's cheaters have qualified for the 2015 Hong Kong Sevens in a weekend of dramatic sporting events. Reporter Michael Cariati tells us what happened.
They follow the cheaters' third place finish in the 2-day pro-team Confederation of African Rugby Sevens tournament held at Prince Edward School after overcoming Tunisia 41-5 in the third team playoff. The tournament was won by South Africa, who beat Kenya 38-5 in the final.
But the Zimbabweans have made it to the Hong Kong Sevens in South Africa and Kenya, playing in the HSBC World Series, which is a level higher than the Hong Kong Sevens. The Hong Kong Sevens said that they qualify for a place in the HSBC World Series, for which Zimbabwe has failed to qualify for it. Captain Jack Leitao says, so far, so good.
We had a plan when we came into this tournament to qualify for Hong Kong, and we've done that.
The Sitters have also sailed through to the final qualifying round of the 2016 Olympic Games, where seven rugby will be played for the first time since the Olympic Games were first held in Paris, France, in 1896. Now to football. Dynamos staged a dramatic comeback in the Gushungo Victory Cup after coming from 2-0 down in the penalty shootout to lift the trophy and the $45,000 prize money on a 3-2 verdict. The two teams had headed goalless in regulation time, and with no extra time permitted, the teams were taken to the dreaded penalty shootout. Everything seemed to be going Highlanders' way after South Banda and Innocent Mapranga converted their kicks while Augustine Barra and Fabrice Mbiba missed theirs for Dynamos. But things then went off the boil when Highlanders sought to convert their three spot kicks and Dynamos found the target with theirs. With that, the Highlanders' dream was over, but Coach Mark Mate thinks his team was unlucky.
I'm happy about how the team performed today. I'm happy of the lead, how they showed character, letting Dynamos pound for pound.
For their efforts, Highlanders received $35,000. And now to the Barclays English Premiership. Chelsea has extended their lead at the top of the league table, despite being held to a goalless draw by Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. The former champions are now on 33 points from 13 games, 6 ahead of second place Manchester City, who on their part flattered 3 goals past Southampton. The 3-0 defeat has seen the Saints slip to third. But there was drama at the Hawthorn Stadium, where Arsenal won 1-0 over West Ham. The Gunners fans carried placards demanding the departure of manager Arsene Wenger. A highly charged Wenger refused to talk about the issue after the game.
I don't comment on that. Do I need to say it again?
While Wenger was under fire, the same cannot be said of Louis van Gaal, whose Manchester United side put 3 goals past the hour, with Robin van Persie returning with a goal. Van Gaal thinks this was the Red Devils' best performance of the season so far.
This was our best match when you see the full 90 minutes. We have dominated, we have to create many chances.
The Red Devils remain in fourth position with 22 points. The other Premiership results were as follows. Liverpool 1, Stoke 0. Burnley 1, Aston Villa 1. Queen's Park Rangers 3, Leicester 2. Swansea 1, Crystal Palace 1, and West Brom 1, Newcastle 0. The top 5 teams are Chelsea 33 points, Manchester City 27 points, Southampton 26 points, Manchester United 22 points, and West Ham 21 points. The bottom 4 are Hull City 11 points, Crystal Palace Rangers 11 points, Burnley 11 points, and Leicester 10 points. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about World AIDS Day.
To join the discussion, please text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now to recap today's top stories.
And tensions are rising in ZANU-PF ahead of the party's congress, which begins in Harare tomorrow.
Zimbabwe and the African Union host World AIDS Day commemorations in Victoria Falls, with calls for nations to source more funds to tackle the HIV-AIDS epidemic.
And MDCT member Job Sikala says he will tomorrow take the police to court for allegedly torturing him.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungamili Nkomo and Sitandekile Mhlanga. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Sandra lo Chris lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguNtungamile Nkomo
lo sithandekile Mhlanga
endabeni zethu lamhlanje
so kubotshwa kulokhana aso zinto emele ukuthi zingazi yabotshwa abantu banjengabona labana ngoba there is no evidence yakho uJabulani bamblocker kanengi nengi zama ukuthi khona ebonana layo upresident emtshele is his side of the story kungakaphumi konke khona lokho.
Wabe umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Jabulani Sibanda ubesemthethwa ndaba yeHarare lamhla esetheswa icala lokweyisa umongameli Mugabe lomngakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ngemva kokubotshwa kwakhe ngomgqibelo.
Okuqakatheke emhlanganweni lo yikuthi abantu abafika legciwane benelisile ngokuthula ukuhambisa esingathi i-position paper ukuthi bona balemicabango bani bacele ukuthi kulungisweni.
EZimbabwe lisebenzelana lenhlanganiso ye-African Union limanyene lamanye amazwe omhlaba namhlanje ekunanzeni ilanga lokulwisana lokumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza ele-World AIDS Day.
Bekuyisiphithiphithi eHarare lamuhla amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF elungiselela umhlangano wawo owe-Congress oqala ukusasa.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Owaye ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko iZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association umnumzana Jabulani Sibanda ubesemthethwa ndaba eHarare lamhla esetheswa icala lokweyisa umongameli Mugabe lomkakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ngemva kokubotshwa kwakhe ngomgqibelo. Umchuchisi umnumzana Jonathan Murombetsi uthe uSibanda uzamele aphenduke emthethwa ndaba ngolwesithathu. USibanda wetheswa icala lokuthi wathi ubukhosi abuthelelwana emacansini njalo wafananisa ukuphiwa isikhundla sokukhokhela uhlangothi lwabesifazane ebandleni leZANU-PF kankosikazi Grace Mugabe lomvukelwa wemakamelweni iBedroom Crew.
Lokhu kwenzakala sokuqhamuke umkhankaso wokupha abantu mahlayana kungakhanyi ukuthi balamacala bani. Ngomgqibelo kubotshwe unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora esetheswa icala lokusebenzisa imali yabantu abamelayo emthethweni laba njengegqwetha. Kuthi ngelanga linye kwabotshwa umnumzana Job Sikala ilunga le-MDCT wayetheswa icala lokufuna ukugenqula umbuso kamongameli Mugabe ngokungekho emthethweni. USikhala utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi amapholisa amtshaye amhlukuluza kabuhlungu waze wahanjiswa esibhedlela. Uthi uzethula udaba lokutshaywa ngamapholisa lolu emthethwandaba kusasa. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Joseph Chuma ilunga ledale leCentral Committee yebandla leZANU-PF yena othi ukubotshwa kwabantu lokhu kusemthethweni.
Izandla ndlela libandla elikhulu ukudlula umuntu asho bandla esingalinganiswa lo muntu libandla elimile eqinile lesisekelo futhi esiqinileyo ukuthi ubani kakho kumbe ubani ukhona ambondona into engabula libandla ngoba ungakhangela ukhumbule kuhle ibandla liqase kudala sithi vele kuqasela ezombangazo from the 60s ukubuya kusiya phambili ngapha. Baningi abanye abasungula ibandla leli abanye abasebe sebasijhiye kodwa lona ibandla lokulilelikhona liphila abantu bethintshane ukubusa bethintshane ukuba phezulu kungabakhokheli kuthi ibandla lelo lamhlanje.
Ya manje ungasitshela ukuthi ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani ngemva komhlangano weCongress lo wenziwa iviki yonaleyi kuzaba kunjani ebandleni lizaba lixega na kumbe lizaba seliqinile
Ngaye ngakhuluma ngaphambili ngathi ibandla lethu elezamtheseni nomuntu ophethe isisu so nxa ophethe isisu yakutshengisa ukuthi kunezinto eziphakathi kwakho ozidlileyo ezingahambelani lo mzimba wakho omele ziphume usala oluxeda kumbe usala oluqhumileyo ngiyumbuzo engingawufaka kuwe lo mphakathi wonke and mina impendulo engiyaziyo kulona usala ngawo-ke lami ngibona ngantu wakho kuyafana naphela nxa into zonke ziyaphazamisa ibandla zingaphuma futhi ibandla liyasala liqhumile phela so nxa ngikhakele mina ngemva kwe-congress lesiyakiyo ibandla leli lizaqina nkonkonko
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma lilunga ledale le Central Committee yabandla lezanu PF obekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. UChris Gande uphinde waxoxa lowalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Maxim Kandla othi ukubotshwa kwabantu lokhu kutshengisa ukuba ibandla lezanu PF seliphelelwe ngumphako.
So ukubotshwa kulokhuyana aso zinto emele ukuthi zingazi yabotshelwa abantu banjengabona labana ngoba there is no evidence yakho. Ujabulani bamblocker kanengi nengi zama ukuthi khona ebonana la upresident emtshele his side of the story kungakaphumi konke khona lokho kodwa laba abanye laba odidmas mtaso orugari oreka ukonde uzokuza labo bona labo olokhuzeni labo unicolas ugoje ngabantu-ke labo kuthiwa bebela bedinga belezimali bedinga le agent engusniper ukuthi bemkhuphe ngombhobho laphana upresident welizwe But they are not arrested, bahlezi nje baphandle. Kanti laba kuyini osokubotshelwa laba bantu laba. Abangasiwo bakhona. Ukukhuluma nje lokho sithi freedom of speech, nxa kuyikho ujaba akukhulumayo kumbe interpretation yehlulo ukuthi abantu bemzwisise ukuthi uthini. Sothi wakhona u-undermine i-authority ka-president.
Ngemva komhlangano lo owenziwa phambi kwakusasa owezanu PF, ubona ungani ibandla leli liyasala linjani?
Njengebandla singakhulumi ngokahulumende kodwa-ke ebandleni kanye ngokwebandla ngokwakho hhayi kuyabe ngasela lutho liyabe selivele selithathwa ngumoya ngoba abantu bonke abalaphana ngabantu labana oyebonkosi abatshelwa okokwenza abangacabangiyo yiwo abazakuthelelwa bebekwe lapha ungakhangela nge-ishu yona leyi abantu abaxotshiwe ngama-vote of no confidence lawo izikhiwa zabo lezo yikrimu okuthiwa khona ngezanu ngaphoyinte ngentando yakhe loze kuphoyinte abezanu khona nxa bebe ngu-vice president lobo-chairman kuphele kungokwabo but in all reality izaphu njengoba ingasekho laphana oyenjeleni masuku osikhanyiso laba ngibona vele sokonakeli ngoba usikhanyiso uNdlovu nxa ingekho lapha omunye ngubani oyabe le fesi yezaphu ngaphandle kwama-deserters abadeserta vele ngesikhathi sempi abazodizetha okugcweleyo sesivele empini ojacob mdenda bacrossi flow u-obert umpofu wacrossi flow umathema wacrossi flow so kakula muntu lapha lole fesi yezaphu lapha omsipha labana ngabacrossi flow
lo ngumnumzana Maxim Kandla owalwa impi yenkululeko obexoxa ecingweni le-studio 7 ekobulawayo
Amagqwetha amela amalunga enhlanganiso yemthwakazi Joint Resolution kanye lezakhamizi zeMakuzeze ePlumtree abetheswa icala lokutshengisela isikolo esikulindawo athi aphakathi kokulungisa ingwalo zokusa lolu daba emthethwandaba weConstitutional Court ngemva kokuphiwa imvumo umthethwandaba kamantshi ngeviki edluleyo. Abetheswa icala laba babikwa bazama ukuxotsha ababalisi abakhuluma ulimi lwesishona ngoba besithi bayehluleka ukufundisa abantwana iningi labo elikhuluma ulimi lwesikhalanga kulumango njalo babengathembeki ekusebenziseni imali yesikolo. Abetheswa icala laba bagoqela umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo, Busani Sibindi, Thando lweNkosi Dube, Simanje Sibanda, Leotho Dube, Ntokozo Denge, Lothemba Mfundla. Igqwetha elimela laba umnumzana Dumisani Dube usichasisela okunengi ngalolu daba.
So umthetho bathathwa ngawo Section 41 of Criminal Codification and Reform Act is an old law wasebenza before independence under i-law and order amendments act. And xa umthetho lowo ngikhombela lesisekelo sombuso esitsha awuhambelani laso imithetho abashajwa ngawo asaloqala nesisekelo sombuso esitsha because one abantu balelungelo lokudemocratic petition they have a right to their freedom of expression and even freedom of assembly.
Udaba lolu lulokwenza lokutshengisela kuphela kumbe kuningi
kwakuningi because bawafitshana nje umphathi isikolo kunamakulamadida amabili othi wadle wadla imali ezakhamizi labantwana then okwesibili umphathi isikolo laba balise ababengenele sikhulume ilimi lesindebele ikade kufundisa ugrade 1 abakwanisa ukukhuluma isindebele babafundisa ugrade 1 nesishona endaweni which is predominantly kala then wakhayela mintshulo ngatime uclass 7 wachaya 0% pass rate after sokujengisile le ngabazali namajaki emthakazi kube le marked improvement from 0 I think to 12% in fact. So kulento eziningi ezingenayo of course ishu elingi layangiyangeni ngokubona kwethu izakhamizi zilelungile and zi-justified.
Usekhona yini umtoliki wokukhuluma ngolimi lwesisuthu?
Bathole umtoliki wegwane kulo mtoliki oyedwa ukhuluma ngolimi lwesisuthu ngaso I think emhlungulweni amathebeleni kulo mtoliki oyedwa uzegwanda so ngiyocelwa ngiyobuyayo inxacelwa for izini xa ikhesi sekulamseya kuyeplant for izini then uhulumente wemthiwe ngezinye zehlupho
likhangelele ukuthi umthethwandaba we-Concord uphumele sinqumo siphi
awuzelesinta icala xanxathi sikhangele iphosa even licala lokuthethisa umongameli kuthiwa asogcala abantu banemvume yokukhuluma so ngokubona kwami i-Concord izalesila asogcala ngoba abazali lezakhamizi zile mvumo nabalungile okuvukila ababusi nxa bengasidikiseki ngabo.
Lo mnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha elimela amalunga emthwakazi joint resolution labazali bemakuzeze primary school ePlumtree obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
EleZimbabwe lisebenzelana lenhlanganiso ye-African Union limanyene lamanye amazwe omhlaba namhla ekunanzeni ilanga lokulwisana lokumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza emhlabeni jikelele ele-World AIDS Day. Kulombuthano omkhulu eVictoria Falls ongenwa ngumphathintambo wezempilakahle umnumzana David Parirenyatwa lezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende abamele i-African Union abamele inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa labamele uhulumende bamazwe agoqela eleSwaziland, eleTanzania, Zambia lamanye awezwekazi leAfrika. Umhlangano lo olandela omunye owenziwe izolo obukhangelane lokudinga imali eyokulwisana lokumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV kanye lomkhuhlane we-AIDS owenziwa ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Getting to Zero in Africa, Africa's responsibility, everyone's responsibility.
UDokotela Mustafa Sidiki lokho umqondisi we-commission ebona ngezenhlala kahle kazulu ye-African Union Commission utshele Studio 7 ukuthi sihloko lesi sihlose ukukhuthaza umuntu wonke ukuthi alwisane lo mkhuhlane lo ukwenzela ukuthi unqotshwe kungakafiki umnyaka ka-2030. UDokotela Khaloko uncome kakhulu uhlelo oluqhutshwa iZimbabwe olo-AIDS levy. Uthi lolu hlelo solubuthanisele ilizwe ezigidi ezedlula ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu amadola i-$150 million eminyakeni eyisikhombisa edluleyo. UDokotela Khaloko uphinde wathi imali yomthelo we-AIDS levy isetshenziswa ngendlela ezikhaliphileyo eZimbabwe njengoba iningi yakhona ingeyokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-HIV. Omunye walabo ababesemhlanganweni lo umnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela ilungelo labantu abaphila legcikwane le-HIV. Yena otshele uKeeps Dube Studio 7 ukuthi kuyajabulisa ukuthi amazwe amanyene lamuhla ukulwisana legcikwane leli lomkhuhlane we-AIDS.
UGuest Speaker bekunguminista wangithi uParirenyatwa. Abaphila legcikwane labo baphiwa ithuba abameli abaphila legcikwane ukuba bakhulume. Okuqakatheke emhlanganweni lo yikuthi abantu abaphila legcikwane benelisile ngokuthula ukuhambisa esingathi i-position paper ukuthi bona bale micabango bani bacela ukuthi kulungisweni. Abakukhalela kakhulu lokho kuyindaba yona leyani yokuthi amazwe ahlangana e-Abuja lapha seNigeria babonisana bavumelana ukuthi ilizwe lelizwe nxa lisithi liyanika imali kumbe liyagaba imali elizwe kuma ministry wonke ingakhohlwa ukukhweza inani lakhona kuministry of health lichove liye ku-15%. Lokhu kungancedisa ukuthi impila kahle yamazwe yafika ibe ngcono.
Baba Mahlangu, imihlangano enje inceda kanganani xa sikhuluma ngokulwisana legciwane lelo?
Uncedo lwakhona yikukhangela lapho esivela khona, lapho esiya khona, laba abafundileyo babesebenzisa ama-percentage besolisisa ukuthi bangaka abantu abalokhu besabanjwa umkhuhlane ngasikhathi sinye phakathi kwesikhathi esiphiweyo, bese bekhangela njalo ukuthi bangaka abafayo ngenxa yokuthi ngaphansi kwakhona kule-H I V, baphinde bahlolisise ukuthi sesihambe kangakanani ngokwenza i-awareness abantu ukuthi bakhululeke ukuthi bayehlola bazi ama-status abo, bahlolisise ukuthi kumi njani ezibhedlela, kuyini okwenza ukuthi abantu bangatholi ukwelashwa, kumbe kuyini okwenza ukuthi abantu bangaphumeleli ekulwisaneni lo mkhuhlane, kungabe kuyikuselakala kwamanesi kumbe amadokotela kumbe sitho izingcwethi lezi zokuhlola igazi kukhangela ukuthi phakathi kwegazi kulamagciwane angakanani, kumbe kungaba yimitshina yakhona yokuhlolisisa. Kuyabe kukhangelwa khona ukuqhathaniswa kulinganiswa lamanye amazwe, kuphinde kulinganiswe lesikhathi sinye umnyaka edlulileyo.
Lo mnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela ilungelo lalabo abaphila legciwane le-HIV obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ese-Victoria Falls.
Kusenjalo, abameli amakhansile emhlabeni wonke jikelele lamhla benze umhlangano omkhulu edolobheni le-Paris kwele-France, lapho abalobelane khona isivumelwano se-2014 Paris Declaration. Isivumelwano lesi sithi kumele abantu babekwazi isimo sabo segciwane le-HIV, kuthi labo abasaziyo isimo sabo sokuphila legciwane bathole amaphilisi ama-ARVs njalo labo abelatshwayo bengamemethekisi lomkhuhlane.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Bekuyisiphithiphithi eHarare lamuhla amalunga ebandla leZANU PF elungiselela umhlangano wawo owe-Congress oqala kusasa. Indawo ezakwenzelwa lomhlangano ifakwe amatende lezitalada eziphiwe amabizo achiyeneyo agoqela elithi Dr. Grace Mugabe Way, Gutsaru Zinji Walk le-Robert Mugabe Square. Umongameli Mugabe wethekelele lindawo namhla waveza ukusuthiseka ngamalungiselelo. Umhlangano wakusasa lo uza kulokufuthelana okukhulu kuZANU PF phakathi kwecele libikwa likhokhelwa ngumnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa le likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Ababili laba bakhangelele ukuthatha isikhundla sikaMugabe engasuka embusweni. Kodwa amathuba kaMjuru akhanya esefiphele ngemva kokuba etheswe icala lokuzama ukugenqula uMugabe, njalo abasekeli bakhe basuswa ezikhundleni zabo endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Abaningi bayazibuza ukuthi kambe uMjuru uzaphatheka na kulomhlangano. Omunye njalo umbuzo ngokuthi kambe ngobani abazakhethwa nguMugabe ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe ngemva kokuba ephiwe amandla libandla leli eliguqule isisekelo salo ngeviki edluleyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo.
Kunzima ukuthi singathi kuyini okuzayenzakala. Ekutheni sesibonile ukuthi i-constitution yezanu kukhangelelwe ukuthi izatshintshwa ukuthi uMugabe kube nguye o-appoint abantu ezikhundleni eziphezulu, akusoze kube lokhetho lukawonke-wonke ku-Congress. Ngakho umumo njalo utsho ukuthi zonke izinto ezingezenzakalayo umuntu ophethe amakhiye ngumongameli Robert Mugabe. Ungawo ukuthi lezitha zakhe engazimisele ezikhundleni, wenzele ukuthi zibambe zikwazi ukuthi ziphila ngomusa wakhe.
njengoba amakhiye ephiwe umuntu yedwa kunzima ukuthi ukuthi kuzahamba njani. Kodwa kungenzakala ukuthi laba abakhanya bengathi bayanqotshwa engxenye bazwele baphiwe isikhundla lapha nalapha. Kodwa amakhiye ngalesi sikhathi athole nguye uMongameli Mugabe, nguye yedwa okwazi ukuthi kuzayenzakalani kusiya kuCongress langaphambili kwayo.
Yena uNkosikazi Mujuru umbona ehamba yini emhlanganweni weCongress lo kanye labanye bakhe ikakhulu asebexotshiwe esikhundleni zabo?
Kunzima ukuthi singathi uzahamba, njalo kunzima ukuthi singathi kasuze ahambe. Ekutheni sesizwe kuthiwa laba batsha be-UDA ZANU-PF kuthiwa bangathi balungiselela ukuthi batshengisele against yena kulensolo njalo ukuthi kungenzakala kube lodlakela. Kodwa ngibona sengathi bazanqenwa ukuthi bangene kuCongress ukwenzela ukuthi nxa benqotshe ukuthiwe labo baphathisetha kuCongress. Uma bengasahambanga kuCongress kuzabonakala ngathi lenye icebisa ngothi likaMnangagwa linqobe kungelamdlalo, ongakuthi ma ukhanyela emdlalweni njengebhora lokuthi ayiwalk off. Kuzokuya kube mnandi ukuthi laba oncintisana labo bubonakale ukuthi bayaparticipate kuCongress. Kodwa nxa bengasabuyanga or umJuru engasabuyanga abasoze bajabule laba ngenxa yokuthi kuzanqotshwa engekho. Lokhu kuzathathwa idlabuzane kulaba abakamJuru abakamNangagwa.
Umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe, sixoxela eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela ilanga lokunanza imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuvimba ukumemetheka kokuthelelana igcikwane lengculaza le World AIDS Day elinanzwa yi-Africa Union eVictoria Falls eZimbabwe lonyaka.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Iningi lithi awuqhubekele phambili umsebenzi wokulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo ngoba kabengawutshayi indiva kulezi insuku. Ukuze kugcwaliseke indikimba ethi Focus Partner Achieve an AIDS Free Generation eyiyo okuthakazelelwa ngayo ilanga lokunanza ukulwisana lokumemetheka kwegcikane lengculaza emhlabeni wonke jikelele, unothando Spanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ilanga le-World AIDS Day linazwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele mhla ka-1 Mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenjongo yokuthi ulwazi ngaleli gcikwane lumemetheke endaweni zonke ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukuthelelwana kwalo. Kulabantu phose izigidi ezingaphezu kwamashumi amathathu lanhlanu, i-35.3 million, abacatshangelwa ukuthi baphila legcikwane leli emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Phakathi kweminyaka ka-1981 lo-2012 igcikwane leli labulala abantu phose izigidi ezingamashumi amane, i-36 million. UZulu weZimbabwe uthi kumele kuqakathekiswe abasakhulayo okuyibo basengozini enkulu yokuthelelwa igcikwane ngenxa yokungami kuhle kwenotho yelizwe kanye lokunganaki impilakahle yabo. Umnumzana Robert Matsikanda osakhulayo uthi iningi labatha lithelelwa imikhuhlane yemacansini ngabadala ababathembisa imali. Uthi abatsha ikakhulu emadolobheni asemingceleni yelizwe njengePlumtree leBeitbridge bathwele nzima ngoba abanye bahlala bodwa bengumhlambi nje kazalusile abazali kabakho, kuthi abanye bayathatheka ngezithembiso zempilo engcono kwamanye amazwe bese behamba bengela maphepha afaneleyo babe sebedlwangulwa bagcine belala imikhuhlane.
Abantwana nxa beswele ukubhadalelwa ngabazali school fees, most of them baphuma lapha besithi ebhoda kuseduzane beqa ibhoda besiyeqela ngale. Kulama border jumper these days bathi ngamagumaguma babamba bebarephi bathelela ama-STIs abantu alabana begcine sebeswela abantu ababenakekelayo.
Unkosazana Fiona Khuphe osekolitshini uthi akuncedi ukukhuluma ngengozi yengculaza kwabasakhulayo nxa benganikwanga indlela zokuziphilisa ezingela ngozi. Uthi babhekane le ndubo eziningi kakhulu ngoba uhulumende ukhanya sengathi siwageza izandla ngabo basala nje esikhaleni bengazi ukuthi babambe ngaphi njengoba le misebenzi kungela. uthi udubo lolu lokuthi abatsha bazifake engozini yengculaza ngokuthandana labantu abadala luyaphela kuphela lapho uhulumende angadinga indlela zokukhangelana lendleko zabantwana ukuze bangaweli ezilingweni zokuya emacansini labadala ngoba kulakho kubulala ilizwe nxa inkokheli lezisebenzi zakusasa ziyaqedwa ingculaza.
Umkhuhlane lo usutholakala kuma-youth yikuthi ama-youth amaningi afuni ukuthestwa. Vele ukuthi ngingaze ngithi ngiya-organiza ngithi ma-youth asenzeni sososo ama-youth amaningi abafuni abangabafana amankazana at-least siyabona but abafana vele abafuni.
Umongikazi unkosikazi Rosemary Ndiweni uthi baningi abasakhulayo abanomkhuhlane wengulamakhwa abahlala layo bengadingi ukwelatshwa kuze konakale emzimbeni. Uthi imihlobo eminingi yengulamakhwa yenza kube lula ukuthi igciwane lengculaza lingene emzimbeni. Wengeze esithi kungadingi usizo ngesikhathi kulimaza imizimba yabasakhulayo okulakho ukwenza iningi lisale lingasenelisi lokuthola inzalo ngenxa yokuphuza ukwelatshwa.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe lezi ndawo siba sikhangela yona le indaba ngoba usually abantu abaningi abakhangeli abantwana abancane abafanele ukuthi babe sesikolo sibafundisa ngezinto ezi-related to sex and abazali.
Elezimbabwe selasungula inhlelo ezithile zokulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza. Olunye lwalezi nhlelo ngolokusokwa kwabesilisa olulokhu lusaqhubeka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. Umongikazi unkosikazi Charity Swela uthi lolu hlelo lulakho ukuphathisa kakhulu abesilisa kanye labomkabo nxa abantu abaningi bengaphatheka. Uthi kudingeka ukuthi abesilisa bafundiswe kabanzi ukwenzela ukuthi lalapho sebethe basokwa baqhubeke beziphatha kuhle emacansini bethembekile ukuze ingculaza ingaze yamemetheka.
Khangela i-condom promotion, abantu abaningi kweleZimbabwe sebekwazi nge-condom noma nje sisithi basesebalutshwana abalisebenzisayo sibili okuthi bangatholi i-HIV. Okunye sikukhulumayo njalo ukuthi njengoba sokuintroduce i-male circumcision abantu abaningi especially kuma-districts have taken it up okuthi ukuthi nxa abantu sebeyenza i-male circumcision at least sebe sisithi umuntu uvikelekile ukufika esibangeni se-60% noma silokhu sisithi umuntu lo asebenzisa ama-condoms.
Uhlangothi olukhangela ingculaza kunhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe i-UNAIDS ithi amazwe ayanqoba ekuqedeni ingculaza kodwa ukuthiya abasakhulayo kunhlelo lezi yikho osokuyingozi. I-UNAIDS ithi inani labantu abafayo selehlile labo abathola imithi sebebanengi kuthi abantwana abathelelwa igciwane ngomama sebebalutshwane sokumele kuqakathekiswe imizamo ezenza linqubela phambili iqhubeke izizalwane zakusasa zingabhekani lalolu dubo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo ngingunothando Sibanda.
Liqhubeka likhulelwa iDynamo siqembu leHighlanders ngemva kokuba linqotshwe nge-3-2 kufinal yenkezo yegushungo ngempela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Impumelelo yefinal yegushungo Victory Cup yabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bezibuza ukuba yiwini okumele iqembu labo likwenze ukuze lenelise ukunqoba eleDynamo njengoba iBhoso iphinde yanqotshwa njalo iDimbare okuyinto eseyaba inhlala yenza. Loba kunjalo abanye abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders basele beziduduza ngokuba iqembu labo lenelise ukuba ngutshikilo bhanqa leqembu leDynamos laze lehlulwa sekutshawa imbekwa. Ikanti emidlalweni edlileyo belihleli bhaxabulwe kabuhlungu phakathi kwemizuzu engamashumi ayithoba nomunye. Iqembu leDynamos lithe ngokunqoba kwalo lathola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane lanhlanu 45,000 ukuthi eleHighlanders lithole inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lanhlanu 35,000. Sikhangele imidlalo yenguqu edlalwa kwamanye amazwe. Ezweni leSouth Africa, iqembu leSupersport yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeTelkom Knockout ngemva kokunqoba elePlatinum Stars nge-3-2 ngomgqibelo. Ngensonto, iqembu elimela ilizwe leSouth Africa emdlalweni kanobhutshuzwayo eleBafana Bafana litshaye le-Ivory Coast nge-2-0 emdlalweni weNelson Mandela Challenge. Ikanti umdlali weqembu leBanyana Banyana uPortia Modise nguye okhethwe ukuba yi-Sportsperson of the Year emkhosini wokunanza abaqhube kuhle kwezemidlalo lonyaka. NgaseNgilandi, iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane leChelsea lehluleke ukulitshayela emambuleni okwakuqala kusizini ka-2013-14 ngemva kokuba ngutshikilo bhanqa leqembu leSunderland kodwa laleli lokhu liphezu kwengalane likhokhela elihlezi kwindawo yesibili eleManchester City ngemiklomelo yesithupha. Iqembu leChelsea lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu ngemva kokudlala imidlalo elitshumi lantathu. elizweni leSpain iqembu leReal Madrid lihlezi phezu kwengalane lemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu nantathu njalo lishiye lihlezi kwindawo yesibili leBarcelona ngemiklomelo emibili.
Ayige gwane logo lamhlanje olivalelisayo muntu ngamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanje.